News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The U.S. government has seized a plane used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, citing violations of sanctions and export control laws. U.S. officials allege that the aircraft was illegally purchased through a shell company and smuggled out of the United States. The White House is adding to the pressure on Israel's prime minister to enter into a ceasefire deal with Hamas.
The White House is holding high-level meetings on the situation in Israel with the deaths of six hostages, including an Israeli-American. President Biden flew back to the White House from Delaware with reporters waiting.
Mr. President, do you think it's time for Prime Minister Netanyahu to do more on this issue? Do you think he's doing enough?
No.
He was asked, now that an Israeli-American was killed, are negotiators closer to finalizing a ceasefire and hostage release deal?
We're very close to that.
Biden spoke with the parents of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, the 23-year-old among the six hostages killed, Hirsch's mother, at his funeral.
Finally, my sweet boy, finally is free.
Thousands thronging the cemetery in Jerusalem, a national labor strike to demand a ceasefire, was ended by an Israeli court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At a news conference, Forest Park Deputy Police Chief Chris Chen says a gunman has killed four people riding a subway in the suburban area near Chicago.
Shortly before 5:30 this morning, on an inbound CTA Blue Line train into the Forest Park stop. Currently, we know that there are four deceased from this incident, from this shooting, and we do have a suspect in custody.
That audio is courtesy of WLS-TV. Volkswagen says it's not getting the cost reductions it needs and won't rule out plant closings in its home country of Germany. CEO Oliver Blum is also saying the company is canceling its job protection promise in effect since 1995, which bars layoffs through 2029. This is AP News. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports on the artificial intelligence jobs markets.
AI may end up cutting some jobs, but it could add others. The experience at some U.S. companies suggests AI may not prove to be the job killer that many people fear, and it will probably make workers more productive to the benefit of themselves, their employers, and the economy. The outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, which tracks job cuts, says it has yet to see much evidence of layoffs that can be attributed to AI. However, the fear that AI poses a serious threat to some categories of jobs is not unfounded. Researchers at Harvard Business School, the German Institute for Economic Research, and London's Imperial College Business School found in a study last year that job postings for writers, coders, and artists tumbled within 8 months of the arrival of ChatGPT.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.